Good afternoon. You're listening to KVNF. I'm Travis Bubinick, and I'm standing here in Ridgeway at the Ouray County Fairgrounds. I'm joined here by Susan Long, who's the manager for the County Fairgrounds and also for the 4-H Event Center. Thanks so much for joining me out here today, Susan, on this lovely day. Could you first start off by telling us how long you've been the manager here and what it is you do day to day?
I've been here for about 8 years. I manage not only the fairgrounds, which is about 22 acres of land, but I also manage the 4-H Event Center, where we have all kinds of community events. We have weddings, lots of different meetings. So my job is very diverse, and I'm doing something different every day.
Now, do you live here in Ridgeway? What's your personal history? How did you wind up being manager of the grounds?
Well, I came here 8 years ago from Phoenix, Arizona. I'm originally a New Mexico native from the mountains of New Mexico, rancher's wife, raised animals on a farm, lived in the mountains, and eventually just kind of wound up here. It was a very special place. I've been coming to Ouray County for probably 30 to 35 years. Being a resident of New Mexico, it was wonderful to come up here on vacation.
Well, yeah, definitely a special place, and we're here on a special day. We're looking down towards the San Juans, and they're pretty covered in snow for, I guess, the first time this season.
Actually, we had some snow in July, but it didn't last very long. But this snow, this happened last night, and it's got a pretty good coverage. It was turned pretty cool last night. Don't know if it'll last for the rest of the year, but right now it's just beautiful.
So, Susan, tell us what we're looking at here. I'm looking here in front of me, and I see some old wooden boards, some concrete that's sort of chipped away on the sides. I see some grass growing up around the base of this structure here. What am I looking at?
You're looking at the remnants of the grandstands. The last time they were rebuilt was during World War II. Well, I'm not quite sure of what date in World War II, but it was somewhere between 1941 and 1946. The building itself was made of a roof structure, concrete block siding, as well as a concrete base. The seating is based with dirt and just wood benching. And at this particular point, this building has just about, run its course. This last year, we had some problems with when we wanted to go build a new grandstands. We had to have an engineer's report. When the engineer's report came out, it cited some really tough problems of unsafe aspects to our grandstands. No big surprise. Pretty old, but a beautiful little grandstands. But it's time to replace it. And so during this past year, most of the problems that originally arose from the engineering report was because of the roof of the grandstands being unsafe. So the roof was removed so we could have our season, at least with our rodeo this year, with our Western Heritage Days and some of the other events, gymkhanas and fair, so we could still utilize the grandstands for this year. But I'm afraid they're just about done. They're old and they're worn, and as much as it breaks my heart, we're going to have to replace them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can almost see the history weighing down the wooden seats here of these grandstands. Now, I want to ask you about this year's rodeo, but first, let's jump back in. You mentioned the roof. There is no roof on this guy right now. So that was taken off to comply with the safety issues. Was that the story?
Yes, that's correct. We had to take the roof off to comply with some safety issues. Due to high winds and some of the old wood and the rotten wood on the roof, it was just not a safe environment to have folks sitting in the grandstands for this year. So we tried to find a compromise at this point for this last season. Take the roof off and then move forward with, let's have our season, let's have our outdoor events for this year. And now let's, at the same time, start looking for grant money to rebuild our grandstands.
We should mention that these grandstands were built in the 1940s or around World War II, you said, right?
Yes, I don't have an exact year, but I know it was sometime during World War II. But it sure has served this community well over the years. We've had our Labor Day rodeo every year. I've got programs back from I think 1924, and I'm sure it happened before then. I have newspaper articles about people gathering here at 1908. And so this grandstand has served this community. Unfortunately, when you have a wood and cinder block and mud structure, eventually it's going to get worn and tired and needs to be replaced. As for nothing else, it's a safety issue. You'll see while we're strolling that one of the safety issues we did, we had to have the insurance company out, and we had to have the engineer companies come back two or three times, is we put special fencing against that out from the back wall so that nobody would lean on that back wall, so it would be safe to have our events for this year. This grandstands right now will probably seat 1,200 to 1,300 people. Our new grandstands that we've applied for grants will seat, it's projected right now at about 1,560 seats. So we'll have a little bit more room for more folks. It will be ADA compliant. We will have ramps. We will have places for wheelchairs, which we don't have now. Mm-hmm. We will have electricity when we need it for nighttime events. That's part of the plan. We will have our sound system redone. So it's a major, major project. And for a small community and for a small county, it's a major project. And we're going to need the help of our citizens and our businesses and hopefully our ranchers to help us preserve our history. We do not want to lose this Western heritage of this rodeo grounds or any of the other aspects. I certainly don't want to lose it. I want to preserve it.
These grandstands right now that I'm standing right in front of here looking up towards them, they only slope up about 15, 20 feet. Are the new grandstands going to be elevated much higher than this?
A little bit more, yes. We have some compliances with structures for the town of Ridgway, so we have to be a little careful with that. It will come down a little bit more, and the seating will go up, and we will have some seats with backs on them and some bench seating and a roof. Yay! Roof again. So I'm really looking forward to preserving the history. And it's kind of a question of what came first, the chicken or the egg. If you look at it from an aspect of we need to pull more events in, we can't pull more events in until we have a better grandstand and we have some place for people, a safe place for people to sit. So you got to go after the grandstands first and any of the other repair work that needs to be done in order to pull people into new events and larger events than what we have right now. That will do nothing but benefit everybody in the area. Our businesses benefit, our folks benefit, and of course, anybody who comes here once and comes to the rodeo or comes to an outdoor event, if they've never been here before and they look around and see all these mountains, they're going to want to come back.
Now, are you worried about any of the people who've been coming to the rodeos and the events here at the fairgrounds for a long time missing the historic old grandstands here?
Yeah, that has been a little bit of a problem. And it's one of the reasons why when we go to phase two, we're going to have a sound, safe structure that will last us maintenance-free for a long time. But when we go to phase two, I want to have the facade of this facility designed so, and we're going to ask our citizens to do this, to submit designs, designed so it fits in with our heritage, our Western heritage. If you turn around and look at this arena,
yeah,
this arena, the size of it is one of the largest arenas on the Western Slopes, outdoor arenas. And this arena has been here and this racetrack has been here. In fact, the first thing that ever happened on this property was not a rodeo, but it was races. Yeah. That's where the race meets came in the 1880s and the 1890s, was here to this ground. This ground has been designated, given to the town of Ridgway, where this fairground sits, where it will always be for public use. The county, who oversees this property, rents it from the town of Ridgway. And so it's our responsibility, along with submission to the town of Ridgeway, that this place be preserved and keep moving forward for all of us to preserve our Western history.
Just to give our listeners a sense of what we're looking at now, behind us are the old fairgrounds, and we're looking out onto the racetrack itself, which curves around the fairgrounds here. And you said that so races have been happening here since the late 1800s, horse races.
That's correct. Maybe not as formalized as we have them today, but they had their horse race meets here. That was where people came and congregated and had their races here.
Let me ask you about the history of the rodeos and the races themselves. Have they always been very heavily attended?
Yes. I can tell you that for a small community, there's only 4,000 or a little over 4,000 people, permanent residents in the county. And so we're a pretty small county. But on Labor Day weekend, we have as many as 2,500 people come here for our rodeo over a two-day period of time. So it's very well attended. It's historically based, and we need to preserve that and keep moving forward with that. One of the things that I want to do for this coming year is really push with the grants that we have out there and the fundraising that, if nothing else, we will have our new grandstands for the 2014 rodeo, which happens over Labor Day weekend. Of course, that's a big push at this point, but that's my projection and what I'm moving forward towards. One of the things that happened this year at the rodeo, it was really cute. Again, you have to remember, small community, the rodeo royalty girls went up into this crowd with boots and asked people for individual donations. Out of those boots, just at one time through the crowd, came $460 in $1 bills and change.
Wow.
And, you know, so this community will support our venue here. It's just a matter of how can we get everybody moving in the same direction, get the grandstands built, and make sure that we can have our continuing events for next year.
Do you know how far away people come from to come to the rodeo here?
Actually, we have people come from New Mexico, from Arizona, from Grand Junction, further north than that, west from Utah. When we have our races here, we have people come with their horses from at least five states, surrounding states.
So it seems like there's a pretty high demand for these grounds to stay open and stay running.
In my opinion, there is. I believe so. We need to diversify once we have a new grandstands up here, and once we redo, that's the other part of this, is redoing where the old wood is now and putting in new steel fencing all the way around, which we need to do, bucking chutes, all the different aspects that we need to make sure we have a safe rodeo and safe events, and to kind of work on our footing in our arena. We can go after all kinds of new events to happen here. We can even go after concerts and things of that nature. But again, it's that chicken or the egg. You got to build it so they will come kind of thing. And that's where we are. As a small community, we just need to have help in rebuilding what we have here. And it's not an inexpensive project by any stretch of the imagination, but the county right now has gone after three and possibly four grants. One is a GOCO grant, one is a Gates Foundation grant, and one is an El Pomar grant. The county has agreed to some matching funds, and in this tight financial environment we're in, that's a big commitment from the county to do that.
Could we take a look at some of those areas that
Sure.
you said you're going to work on?
Out here, if you look at this fencing, originally it was wood fencing,
mm-hmm.
and slowly but surely, we have been replacing the wood fencing, tearing it down because it's old. Horses chew on it. You know, it just gets old. So you can see the first phase that the Rodeo Association, the Erie County Rodeo Association, a couple of years ago put over $6,000 in perfect fencing, and then people came and volunteered to help put it up, and so we got to that point, and now we need to finish it. The arena footing probably needs some work done on it. But, and eventually what's in the master plan is a pole barn where people can bring their horses and have shade for them, and very close to the arena. So that's in the master plan as well.
When people come for competitions here, is there a place to keep their horses on the grounds, or do they
now they just do it? It depends on the event. We have races. The horses are kept in the back of the barn over there, and then they bring them over. You can see the gate here, the racing gate that we have right over there. But like for the rodeo, most people just bring their trailers in and throw up some panels and keep their horses, or their mostly horses, right next to their trailers here on the fairgrounds. What I would really like to do is have other kinds of equestrian events. Again, you got to build it so that they can come. And in order to do that, we will need, what's part of the master plan is eventually we need a pole barn, a covered area where people can bring their animals and make sure that they're safe and secure and penned in the shade.
What kind of events are you talking about?
Oh, I'm talking about quarter horse events. I'm talking about all kinds of competitions. We could have many different types of events. Little Britches rodeos, they're big and very popular, but we just do not have the facilities here at this point to accommodate them.
What are the main events that happen right now at the rodeo, besides the races, obviously?
The races, the rodeo, the Western Heritage Days, which is a ranch rodeo, and we have Mudfest here every year. But because of our limited capabilities and our old buildings, we can't, you know, we really haven't been able to secure too many more other outdoor events. We have four or five gymkhanas a year that we have here. But this outdoor area, it's a beautiful place. We just need to rebuild on what we already have here. And since this land is going to be here forever, we really need to take advantage of that and keep our Western heritage. Wouldn't it be nice to find, to have Ridgeway as the high school rodeo stop along the way, Little Britches rodeo? Gee, it would really be nice to say, because it's such a beautiful area, we stop here once a year on the circuit. We just can't do that right now.
Tell me about this little red and white shack that I'm looking at over here. What is this building here for?
This is currently our concession stand.
Uh-huh.
It has running water and electricity, but that's about it. And it's very old. It actually was brought in. Eventually, once we get the concession stands underneath the new grandstands, this building will probably either, because it's very old, will either go away or be designated use of some other sort. Hate not to recycle. If we could possibly recycle, I'd like to recycle it in one place or another. You can see all the wood that needs to be replaced with all this. That all needs to go, and from a safety standpoint, we need to have steel fencing up.
It's safety of the animals or safety of the riders?
Both. Absolutely both. Of the riders, of course, first of all, but second of all, for the animals as well. That they can't break through somewhere, that they can be contained, safely contained. Mm-hmm. But then again, for the riders as well.
Right. Have you had any particular incidents with the wooden fencing?
Only the horses eating it. They gnaw on it quite a bit. But you can see there are a lot of broken boards. And every year the Rodeo Association, the Uray County Rodeo Association, does come out before the rodeo, and the fairgrounds will supply the money for the new boards, but comes out and replaces boards or repairs them the best they can. But boy, they're all getting really old.
I'm looking at it right now, and I mean, the boards look relatively new in some areas, but the paint is still very chipped off. And
it doesn't take long. It doesn't take long in this environment. Believe it or not, all this fencing was repainted white just a few years ago, and it's all peeling off again. And the boards rot just from the cold and the heat and the weather. So the steel, obviously, is the ideal way to go.
So let me ask you about the rodeo competitions themselves. When people come out here to compete at the Uray Rodeo, Are they in it for big money, or are they in it for the tradition, or a good time, or what really brings people from as far away, like you said, as New Mexico?
Well, first of all, it's a CPRA rodeo, so it's, and they're all going to the finals. These cowboys and cowgirls are going to the finals, and they need their points. So they come here not only to compete for money prizes, but they also come here to compete for points to go to nationals. And so that's one of the reasons they come. Then we have local events like cow milking and steer packing and things like that. There are prizes involved with those as well. The Erie County Rodeo puts up the money for that, the Rodeo Association. But they come, they're locals, and relay races. They come not only for the money, but also for the enjoyment of participating.
Tell me about this. From here, it looks like about half of a rusted Volkswagen van or something. What's that all about?
It's an old storage van right now. And it actually belongs to the Erie County Rodeo Association. And, you know, the Rodeo Association, the Erie County Rodeo Association has been very good to this fairgrounds over the years. And so they have some storage sheds that they keep. The other one next to it is a storage shed as well. So they're allowed to keep their things here on the fairgrounds because they do a lot of help. As I said, 2 years ago, they donated the labor and over $6,000 for the steel fencing that you see that's been put up, replacing the wood fencing. If you look at that announcer's booth that we're sitting in the grandstands looking at, we will have to replace that announcer's booth as well.
Why is that?
Well, the structure on it is not very sound. And as long as we're going to do new fencing, steel fencing, and those are the bucking chutes underneath it, the bucking chutes need to be redone. There needs to have concrete poured over there. There needs to be a new announcer's booth as well. It's pretty rickety. It's been there a long time. That's why we did the master plan from 2010 to 2020. And in that master plan, we invited all our user groups to come and tell us, what is your wish list at this point?
Now, you mentioned some of the costs to me earlier when we spoke, but what is the overall grand total of renovating these grounds?
We don't have all the cost in yet, but it's close to, this grandstands in phase one is about $603,000, of which the grant applications are going to cover a large portion of that. I would say there's probably another $250,000 that has to go into, eventually, into this fairgrounds to get it done. But I don't think it's out of the question. I believe it can be done. I really do.
So, Susan, we're standing over here on the east side of the grounds now, across the arena from the grandstands, and we're looking at the back of the announcer's booth. And like you were mentioning, boy, it is sure...
It's rickety.
It's just hanging in there, isn't
mm-hmm.
it? Yeah.
Yeah, you
can see the warping of the platforms and...
you can see even the steps.
You know, I mean, it's still... I mean, like you've mentioned, it's very beautiful. It's historic looking. Like I said earlier, you can almost see the history happening here. But at the same time, it also almost looks like something you'd see at a haunted house.
an old mine of some sort, which we have a lot of those in the areas, mm-hmm. old gold mines and mm-hmm. silver mines. Again, I do not want to lose the flavor.
Although I guess you could just leave it as it is, because you do still have the sign that says not responsible for accidents. So
yeah, we do.
You're scot-free.
Not quite.
So these are the bucking chutes, too.
Uh-huh.
You know, now that we're standing over here at the chutes, I'm reminded of a story I was reading about this year's rodeo, and for a brief moment, it almost got shut down, but there was some impromptu baling wire involved. Can you tell me more about that story?
It's very probable that we had some problems because we've been dealing with these issues for quite a while, and so it wouldn't surprise me at all to address a situation at the last minute where there was some issues. You know, that old get-her-done attitude. Thank goodness. Thank goodness.
So, Susan, you're confident that you can raise the money, but what efforts are you guys taking to start raising the funds?
Well, we are raising, we're doing all kinds of fundraising. It's just in the initial stages, and you'll probably hear more about it, and the folks will hear more about it over the coming months. If you have any questions, please feel free to give me a phone call at 970-626-3304 or send me an email at slong@uracountyco.gov.
All right. Well, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Local Motion here on KVNF. My name is Travis Bubinick, and I'm standing here in Ridgeway at the Ouray County Fairgrounds, and I've been talking with Susan Long. She's been showing me around the grounds here. She's the manager of the fairgrounds and the 4-H Event Center and has been for 8 years, and she lives here in Ridgeway. So, Susan, thanks so much for showing me around here today. It's a wonderfully historic place, and we'll see what happens with those grants and see where the renovations go from here.
Thank you for your time. I really appreciate it.
This is KVNF 90.9 Paonia and KVMT 89.1 Montrose. We're also on the web at kvnf.org. And remember, if you missed any of today's episode or you'd like to hear old episodes of Local Motion, just visit our website. That's kvnf.org.